To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
KB scares me. So he is just that nice.
He's the nicest human in the world.
Right. He can't be that nice all the time.
He apologizes for getting mad.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, certain guys may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at. Is the best clutch hitters that I've seen are able to really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Cash the Ticket, a Mike Valenti podcast.
PJ Fleck, he's got to start winning. He has to, because it has not gone good for his tenure so far, and this
Plus
is a game.
Plus, he dresses like a barber.
Yeah.
What is it with the jogger up, with the shirt and tie? He looks like a 1940s barber.
Well, this is a game he can't drop. Minnesota has been pretty good against the non-conference, but in terms of covering the spread, I think this is just simply a game that Minnesota has to have.
Cash the Ticket. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Music trivia. Compact discs were first released in 1982. Billions have been sold. But by 2010, the number of audio CDs being sold had dropped by about 50%. What was the first commercial album available on CD? Billy Joel hit number one on the album charts with his sixth studio album, 52nd Street. It was his first number one album, and it even won a Grammy for Album of the Year. More interestingly, the album was the first commercial album to be released on compact disc.
Hey, sports fans, it's football season. And the Radio.com app has you covered. Whether your favorite team is in your city or thousands of miles away, Radio.com has all your football coverage. And you'll also have access to sports shows like Jim Rome,
The Absolute Right Call,
Boomer and Geo, and so much more. Plus, you can stream every Clemson, LSU, Miami, and Notre Dame game. Listen to the football you want when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Coach wants that.
Turnovers comes down to working on the drills. Absolutely. But you got to have athletes. You got to have fast guys. And you got to have instinctive guys. I mean, it comes down to the players. There's no doubt in my mind about that. The fourth and one. Quarterback sneak. Now, I'm sitting at home, and my stomach is starting to turn, okay? It's stupid. And I'm standing there watching this, and I'm saying, if they get this first down, guys, there's about 4.5 minutes to go
in the game.
If they score, they were down by, 13? It's going to be a one-touchdown game. And now Mitch and they're going to have to move the ball.
Right.
And make some plays under pressure for the first time in the game. I tell you, Danny Trevathan, they should give him 6 game balls.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I sat back and watched another division. At least it looks through a month like it's pretty good. How important was this win and making sure you defended home field today?
Dog that poop fast don't poop for long, man. It's a good division, man. It's going to be a lot of games that we got to win down the stretch, you know what I mean? But the most important one is the next one, you know what I'm saying? And we can't really watch what's going on too much.
I guess. Okay.
What does that mean?
The dog that poop fast don't poop for long. That is Khalil Mack. It means exactly what you think it means.
A dog that poop fast don't poop for long, man.
I don't know what it means, but it's my favorite quote maybe of the season.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
If he says it, it makes sense.
It's profound. You can find, I mean.
I have two dogs, and I can say that it's true, too. You know,
a dog doesn't wake up, make itself a cup of joe.
No.
Go have a morning constitution with the paper or on the paper.
But I don't know what point he's trying to make about the game.
I don't understand it at all.
A dog that poop fast don't poop for long, man.
But it's as if he has studied nature and he's come away with these profound ideas.
Or it's like he bet a friend that he's going to say that after the game and, you know, he won a bet or something because it has nothing to do with anything.
What?
Yeah, I was like...
312-644-6767. Let's get to is it Reggie in Bolingbrook? Let's try Reggie.
Morning, Reggie.
Hey, Score. This is Reggie in Bolingbrook.
Hey, Reggie, it's Score.
So, do you think Tony Romo would consider coming out of the booth to go and play for the Bears?
No.
I think he'd consider coming out of the booth. I think he'd consider to golf for the Bears.
He might golf.
Do they have a golf team?
A lot of golf courses.
He nearly missed the game. The Boomer apparently was waiting with bated breath to find out if he was going to be the fill-in because Tony Romo was playing in a pro-am, but unfortunately he shot like a 70 the first day and then he kind of what was like the dog that...
Five over, I think, the second day.
He went fast, so he didn't last long. Yeah. I don't know what the
Tony Romo's not coming. Jay Cutler's not coming. Andrew Luck's not coming. Okay.
Jose Altuve.
No.
So nobody, it's the two guys they have.
Taylor Bray will be...
That's not what I said, Dustin.
No, I'm asking.
Tyler Bray will be promoted. He's on the practice squad. So I would imagine for your trip to London, which, again, they're not leaving till Thursday. On Tuesday, would you bring in some quarterbacks? Let's find out what the prognosis is.
Let's find out what Mitch's injury is. And here's the reality of it. Okay.
Collarbone is my prediction.
So... Well, if it is, then that's a serious situation.
I hope not.
Okay, so there's two different, let's look at this. There's two different, I think, avenues you would go down. Number one, if it's minor and you were talking about 1 to 2 to 3 games, okay, that's something you could live with Chase Daniel getting you in and out of games and you would elevate Tyler Bray, maybe sign a young guy for your practice squad. That's kind of building a bridge until you get back to Mitch. The other one is if, God forbid that it's a season-ending injury. They didn't say that yesterday, but if it were a season-ending injury as the worst-case scenario, then I think you do open the door to possibilities and you would at least have conversations about what do we do now? Is there a quarterback out there that we would pursue in a trade?
The number one quarterback out there, believe it or not, is Joe was right. It's Brock Osweiler. That's the guy. I'm not joking. That's the guy that's considered the best free agent quarterback that hasn't been signed.
I know, kind of a heartthrob.
Yeah, a lot of people have talked about Colin Kaepernick. We've got a lot of questions mm-hmm. about that. When's the last time he played in the NFL? That's what you got to. I don't think it has anything to do with his work for social justice or whether or not he'd stand for the. It has to do with whether he could come in and play the position, which I think. It's been a very long time that he's been out. I don't know that
this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations.
Colin Kaepernick might not fit what they want at the position. You don't know what they're looking for at the position. I've always felt that a guy that is mobile, that someone like that can be a great third quarterback because if you lose two, it usually indicates that the protection is broken down. But that wasn't the case here.
Right.
And I don't know that that's going to be the case moving forward.
I think it would be because
Bray knows the system. You've got three guys.
Well, you've got two guys and Mitch with an asterisk. And I think that if it's long term with Mitch, you have to entertain some of these more, I guess, outside the box possibilities. Would you consider trading for a quarterback on another team right now? And we got in text about it, so I'm just going to throw it out there. What about Eli Manning? I would think no. What about Case Keenum, a guy that lost his job yesterday who has a history of being a journeyman who can come in and help a situation?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't sign Brock Osweiler. I wouldn't. I would try to see what's going on first, and then I would go to my emergency list. And
are those guys on your emergency list?
Well, I think what you have to do is study the head coach and try to find connections with him. Is Alex Smith still alive? Is his leg recovered in any
way?
He's
not ready to play.
I don't think he's walking yet.
No. Okay, no. I'm just asking.
He walked at the Monday Night Football game.
Start with the coach and who he knows.
That's the way the NFL works.
That's how the NFL works.
You're exactly right. And I'm actually introducing these ideas to eliminate them, okay?
Okay, good.
Because I don't think that Eli Manning makes any sense at all to me before we go down that road. And I don't think Case Keenum is a guy that they're going to be trading anyway, even though if you would have gotten Case Keenum in April, you could envision him being a solid backup who you would trust if he were pressed into action. I do believe that if they have to go long-term with Chase Daniel, they'll bite the bullet and do whatever they need to do because of the system realities, because of the background with Matt Nagy. You should have seen him, and you did. I mean, seeing Matt Nagy talk about Chase Daniel yesterday after the game was like he was talking about either a buddy or a son. I mean, the affection was there. The pride is evident.
Yeah.
And the knowledge and the trust that is between those two guys can't be ignored when you're talking about what's going to happen moving forward.
And I think Tyler Bray had a good preseason for whatever that matters. And I think that he's definitely the guy that moves up if anything is going awry with Mitch.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do not remember the preseason.
That's right. I forgot.
I just forgot.
I forgot that we don't remember the preseason. Right. Hey, you know what would be a better answer? Like, I barely remember the game we just had.
Right.
I've been totally traumatized.
Would you say you had a good preseason, or how would you describe it? Because that's the last time people kind of saw you.
I honestly don't remember preseason. All I remember is this last game.
Thank you. What?
312-644-6767. Mike is on the road. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
It's all good, buddy. What about you?
Nothing much. Hey, I just wanted to say, why not ride or die with Chase Daniels? It seems to be that he has a better pocket presence than Mitchell Trubisky as it is anyways. He actually sees the field. He doesn't just look down one receiver. I think that with Chase Daniels behind everybody, I think he got a better chance to win as it is anyways. It could be some kind of like Doug Williams type thing.
Yeah, Chase Daniel is the guy that will get the next start. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't know that you're really going to see a guy that takes you to the Super Bowl.
That's an old school reference.
That's a very old school reference.
How about Nick Foles?
Yeah, Nick Foles is the most recent one. But yeah. Nick Foles was a starting quarterback who had success in the NFL before becoming a backup. And then when he filled in, they went and won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. And then he got big money down in Jacksonville, and now he's hurt and out for the year.
Let me just remind people, okay? This isn't Major League Baseball. This isn't the NBA. I believe that in the NFL, it's very difficult to expect any quarterback that you would bring into your system mid-season, which is what we're probably talking about, 5 to 6 games in, learn it, execute it, and then do it that successfully. It's hard enough to do that in one off-season, but you can have the off-season to do that, and your expectations are different. You bring in somebody cold now, you can't reasonably expect them to succeed in a system as complicated as this.
Listen, if somebody could play, if someone was good enough to be a Super Bowl quarterback or had been in the past, the idea that they could repeat it, they wouldn't be available. Okay? It's not, I mean, you need, if you've got a great defense, you got one of the most elite, if not the most elite units in the entire NFL. Okay? So what you need to do is change your offense to suit whoever is the trigger man of your scheme. You don't have to change it when you have Chase Daniel because he's been in it, because he studied it, because he knows it inside and out. So you can run a lot of the things you want to run. Ditto with Tyler Bray. There are different things that they can run, and they things that they like more than another guy, and the RPO stuff goes out the window and all that. I get it, but that doesn't change what you're doing. So you can conceivably not dumb things down while having a defense that can win games for you. Again, don't lose the game, quarterback. It's not about go out and win it. Now, you will eventually get to a point where it's time to go out and win.
Eventually, at some point.
And that's got to be
until you reach that point,
considered.
The question bears repeating. And it's a big picture question. As good as this defense is, how much does it really matter who plays quarterback if it doesn't lead to turnovers, takeaways, and the defense scoring points, the other defense scoring points? So this defense is good enough to carry you as long as you don't screw it up.
David, we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. We're going to bring in Matt Spiegel. He's working for Dan this morning, and Connor McKnight is here, and we will get an opportunity to talk to those guys. And we should remind you that today is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
A dog that poops fast don't poop for long, man.
Well, that'll work. The Bears beat the Vikings. Dan Bernstein here for the Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon. Keep it here. Recapping the victory, taking a look at the next matchup. They are going to London to take on the Raiders. Let's talk about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what's the craziest thing that you've seen Javi do?
You know, I would say probably the first time I ever saw him steal home. It was like a bunt or something. Javi went back, catcher threw it the third, and then he like this spun move, and if it was me, I would have just fell on my butt and probably been out. But he like somehow magically turned around, slid in, safe by a mile, you know, like. That's instincts. You know, that's what we always talk about. He has the instinct on the field to have that play already written up in his mind. That those are things that we say, you know, that guy's a ball player. You know, whenever they have that instinct, and they just let that take over.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
KB scares me.
Come on.
No. So he is just that nice.
No. He's the nicest human in the world.
Right. He can't be that nice all the time.
He apologizes for getting mad.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive, and I think that's something you're constantly looking at. Is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond, with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body-slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Well, Matt, we got you a snack if you're hungry. I don't know if you'd like any of these.
Hey.
Can you tell the audience what we gave you?
You're giving me some salted peanuts, huh?
So just feel free to dig in.
Salted peanuts, right? Right? The players aren't even laughing about it because I guess all year last year, every Saturday night before the game, we always treat them to Haagen-Dazs. There's some toppings that we give them, and every now and then, I kept talking about these peanuts that they get, and so they started laughing. And one of our assistants came up to me, and you know, she said, "Coach, you know why they're laughing at you?" And I said, "Yeah, they think I'm funny." And she said, "Yeah, there's a reason."